Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and my guest this week is Wally Rendell. He is a wonderful pastor, founded Southern Acres Christian Church here in Lexington, Kentucky. Was also on staff at Cincinnati Christian University after he supposedly retired after Southern Acres. Then he was interim pastor at Northeast Christian Church, where I had the privilege of serving as executive pastor under his leadership. And then he pastored Jessamine Christian Church over the last few years in Nicholasville, Kentucky, just recently retired at the end of 2018. But we are talking about a message he did that I think will provide hope to you. It was called, If You Have a Pulse, You Have a Purpose. And if you missed yesterday's program, really want to encourage you to go to our website, catch the podcast. That's at Hope Is Here. Today. Hope is here. Today. Well, Wally, you were giving some great examples of people that were showing a purpose and showing that they had a pulse, so they wanted to make a difference with their one only lives. Not great singers, not great preachers, not great financial givers, but people just were the hands and feet of Jesus. And you told a story about a lady named Barbara.
Yep. Barbara Burton, she's a retired attorney, moved up from Miami, Florida. Her and Sam. Sam's a wonderful man. My wife, Barbara, at our church organized a ministry called Bridges, in which, Greg, we wanted to take the church and turn it inside out. Yeah, okay, let's get this church out in the community. So she had this ministry called Bridges, and we'd do it on a Saturday, and she'd get 200, 250 people there on a Saturday morning, like from 8 o'clock into early afternoon and mid-afternoon on Saturday, and she'd have all kinds of ministries for them. We'd just go out everywhere doing ministry. She called it Bridges. We're bridging our church into the community and the community into our church. And so one of these folk was Barbara Burton, and my Barbara gave her and two or three other ladies in our church the responsibility of going to the jail and taking blueberry muffins to those who work at the jail and to the inmates. And Barbara Burton, having had experience in jail and prison ministry, said she would gladly take this responsibility. She went to the jail, and this is the detention center in Jessamine County. The jailer, John Salee, is a member of our congregation, so he's willing to help us out. And so she went there to take these blueberry muffins, these two or three ladies, on that Saturday morning. But Barbara, and also to pray, stand outside the jail and just pray before you go and take the blueberry muffins. Well, Barbara Burton, she said, you know, as she prayed, Lord, I want to do more than just go in and take these blueberry muffins. I want to be able to talk to the inmates. I want to be able to personally give these to them and not just give them to the deputies and let them take them inside. And so that's what they prayed for. They went and asked the folk at the jail, told them who they were, what they were. Would it be possible for us to come in to the holding area, a commons area, and have the inmates come and let us talk to them and pray for them and give them these blueberry muffins? Well, okay, you can do that. So they, first of all, brought the men in, and they gave them some of these goodies, and then shared a message about Jonah that they'd heard me preach at church, and about a second chance. And at the end of that, they gave an invitation for people who wanted to be Christians. Then after that, the ladies were brought in, and they shared the same message, gave them blueberry muffins, saved the same message about Jonah, and gave an invitation for any of those who wanted to give their life to Christ. Well, lo and behold, 8 of those inmates, I think it was like 6 men and 2 women, said they wanted to be Christians. Well, we have no baptistry there at the detention center, and so the deputies and John Salee brought them over to church on Wednesday following that Saturday, and we baptized them into Christ. Now, here's the thing. Here's Barbara Burton, a retired attorney. If you got a pulse, you've got a purpose. Life is too short. The world is too big. God is too good to live ordinary. And so Barbara said, I'm not going to live ordinary. So she asked the jailer, John Salee, would it be possible for us to come every other Saturday and just have Bible lessons on Saturday morning at 9:30 for the inmates? John Sally said that would be possible. And so he arranged for that. That was, Greg, September of 2015. Now here we are at the beginning of 2019. Every other week they've gone to the jail. They have now baptized 503 inmates into Christ, bringing them over to our church during the week in shackles, in handcuffs, leg irons, and they're baptized into Christ, and we give them shirts, give them Bibles, we give them communion, we give them a shirt that says, I'm forgiven. Mm. They go back to the jail. If you were to go to the Jessamine Detention Center today, you would see many of them dressed in their orange jumpsuits with those black shirts on top. I am forgiven. Now then, that's kind of a long story, but that all happened because Barbara Burton, a retired attorney, and some other, two or three other ladies from our church went to the detention center, shared Christ, and keep going back and back and back and back. If you've got a pulse, you've got a purpose. And so important, Greg, so important.
I love that story. Oh, man, I loved it when I heard you tell that recently. And, you know, it started off with prayer and blueberry muffins. And then the thing you shared, consistency. They just kept showing up.
Right. They just kept showing up. And that's important. Get up and show up. You know, I retired from Jessamine Christian Church on November the 18th of this past year. I'd been there 6 years. And it was time I could no longer provide the leadership that the church needed. And it was time the church was in a good position to go on. Okay, some people say, well, how are you enjoying your retirement? Like, you know, okay, I'm going to sit back in an easy chair, or I'm going to travel around the world, or go see my kids and my grandkids. No, no, no. You know, yes, we're enjoying our retirement, but Greg, here's the situation. We are determined by the grace of God, and as health permits, you retire from something to something. I'm retired from my position at Jessamine, but I'm not retired from ministry. This past week, I've had 3 funerals. You know, I don't want to necessarily be in the funeral business, but you know, I preached last Sunday, and I'm going to preach in another church this Sunday. And we want to serve and care and minister. Barbara has a nonprofit ministry called Scatter Joy, where we resource people that are in need. So, hey, I tell you, we're retired from something to something.
Well, the thing I love, Wally, is that, you know, you talked about pressing through the pain. Ben Merrill talked about, you know, you got to do it while you're hurting. And yet, I mean, you've got a lot of pain in your back, but that doesn't keep you from going out and loving and serving and doing funerals. And we're all dealing with something, aren't we?
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, I love Wayne's sermon. If you don't have Wayne Smith's sermon, you'd ought to get a hold of Greg so he can get Wayne Smith's sermon to you, Playing Hurt. And as Ben Merrill said, you know, 80% of the things that happen in this old world are happened by people that oftentimes are playing hurt. You don't feel all that good. You got aches and pains. I got this back situation. It just keeps on dogging me. But I'm just determined not to let it get me down, but to keep going and ministering as best I can. Because I've got a pulse and I got a purpose, and that purpose is not to sit in an easy chair. I can't do that.
No, that's definitely not who you are. And as you shared that great quote by Christine Kane throughout the sermon, life is too short, the world is too big, God is too good to live ordinary. Yep. Well, you know, we all like to have claims to fame, and I love some of the claims to fame that you shared in your message. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose.
Yeah, one of my, don't have many claims to fame, but my wife, Barbara, I know of no one who is more joy-filled, loves Jesus more, the ministry more, the local church, any more than she does. And it's interesting. She was raised in a small church up in Ohio, a Sugar Tree Ridge Church of Christ. She started playing the piano for services every Sunday when she was 9 years of age. And she could still just sit down, and she doesn't have to have any music. It just comes out of her heart and out of her mind, and she can play. But, you know, she was asked one time, what's your greatest ministry? And she said, you know, well, you know, because we've had several ministries. Well, okay, she said, what's your greatest ministry?
Yeah.
You know, here you are. You've been in ministry 60 years or so. She said, our greatest ministry is our next one. Our next one. You know, and so, Greg, you know, that's what I'm praying about. I've got a pulse. I've got a purpose. Lord, what do you want me to do? And you open the doors for me to minister. And so that's one of my claims to fame. And my three kids, I've got one in heaven, Jill, Marie. I've got
how old was she when she passed, Wally?
21 years of age.
Okay. Uh-huh. And we're going to be talking about her in a program in the next day or so.
Yeah, and her twin sister's married to a pastor in Atlanta. Got three of my grandkids in Atlanta. And my son's a pastor, married. They're out in Las Vegas, got two of my grandkids out there. So that's, you know, kind of my wife and my kids who love the Lord and are serving the Lord faithfully. That's my claim to fame, in addition to my roommate.
Absolutely. Well, you had a great roommate in college, and he and I actually had something in common. We both got started in ministry at a little church about 45, 50 minutes away, Berry Christian in Berry, Kentucky. But talk about your college roommate.
Yeah, Howard Brammer. Oh, he's a great man. He had a great ministry at Berry, Kentucky, Lancaster, Ohio, Traders Point Christian Church, where he was there for 26 years. And that church grew from 300 to 3,000 under his ministry. And now he's retired, and he and Martha live in a garden home in Christian Villages at Mason, Ohio. And what's the amazing thing about Howard is, I don't think Howard had even gotten all the boxes unpacked before he asked Larry Monroe, the CEO at Christian Villages, do you have a minister's fellowship group meeting here? And there was no such group. And so Howard immediately just set about getting the ministers together every other week to have a ministers' meeting, and his wife Martha started small groups for ladies living nearby. Here's the situation that I want to, you know, that makes this so poignant. Howard, for the last several years, 10 years, has been dealing with a thorn in his flesh, Parkinson's. He lives with it 24/7. Never once have I heard Howard complain or question, why me? In spite of that relentless, throbbing thorn, Howard has never left the ministry. For Howard, like many of you, ministry is not a job but a love affair, a long life calling. His pulse is the heartbeat of Jesus. And so Howard inspires me because our Parkinson's really taking its toll, but he still is ministering to folk at the Christian Villages at Mason, Ohio. It's amazing.
That really is. That's powerful, and I love that you quoted there the verse, thorn in the flesh, that obviously Paul talked about, and we're going to be talking about that more tomorrow, and I think it's a closed program. It's just that great reminder that we all are dealing with something. Paul had that thorn in the flesh that he asked God to remove several times, but he didn't. We don't know what that thorn in the flesh was. And today, whatever the thorn in your flesh is, we'll let you know you're not alone. That's why we do Hope is Here. I've been talking with Wally Rendell, a wonderful, wonderful pastor here. It's impacted thousands in Central Kentucky over the last 50-plus years. And we've been talking about if you've got a pulse, you have a purpose. We're going to continue that conversation tomorrow. I hope you'll join me as I continue my conversation with Wally Rendell. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Join Sunrise Children's Services Saturday, February 9th for a power-punched evening with boxing great George Foreman to celebrate Sunrise's 150th anniversary. Called Fighting for Hope, this evening is sure to inspire and encourage as George shares his testimony of failures and successes. For more information about Sunrise Children's Services and Fighting for Hope, go online to sunrise.org. That's sunrise.org, or call 800-456-1386.